Right. We are going to go back to the book of 1 Samuel tonight for a little bit. Yesterday, we looked at the importance of being prepared, and we revisited this record in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Time and time again, we've read this record. You know the story. I know the story. It's been placed into films. It's been written into individual books. It's been made into animated motion pictures. The list really does go on and on and on. And you know what? Most people take the same thing from this record. They know that it's about a little guy versus a big giant. And we often think that because David took this rock and slay the giant with just a puny little rock, if we just take whatever insignificant things that we have and we just rely on the Father, then we can face our own problems and overcome all obstacles. Does that sound familiar? Yes, it does. However, I think the lesson to be learned out of this record is we should not take from this record that we are to fight our enemies with insignificant resources. That's not the point of this record. The point of this record is to be prepared to face God's enemies, because guess what? It's a spiritual battle. Satan does not care that I'm 6'4". He does not care that I'm going to the gym. He does not care that I work in the theater. He doesn't care about any of that. You know what he really cares about? He cares about my relationship with the one true God. That's what he cares to disrupt. And that's really the whole point of this record in 1 Samuel. Because the Philistines were fighting against the Israelites because the Israelites were God's chosen people. And the Philistines were not believers, not by a long shot, right? So I want to talk about spiritual training tonight, okay? Spiritual training. One of the things that we saw is that David was ready when the moment came. When he wasn't even supposed to be in battle. Remember, he was just going to take supplies to his brothers because his father sent him to do exactly that. But because Goliath was going against God's honor, David stepped forward to fight for God's honor because he was prepared to do so. While the entire army of Israel stood in complete fear, David stepped forward with confidence in the Lord. Okay? But tonight I want to really focus in on something that explains why David was ready. Okay? Because David's readiness did not happen all of a sudden, right? It came through spiritual training. And that is the correct way to become prepared to fight the enemies of God. Okay? Preparation always comes from training. No soldier walks into a battlefield without training. People who are in the armed services have to go through boot camp. And that is no joke. I just started going to the gym. This afternoon, I went to take a cycle class, and it kicked my behind. But nothing can compare to the training that some of these guys go through just to be able to serve in the armed forces. No athlete competes without training, right? You know, some of these football players that you see, these professional athletes, they train and they train and they train and they train. These athletes that are participating in the Olympics, they train and train and train for years on end just to be able to get to this point. In the same way, God prepares us through spiritual training long before any challenges ever appear. Okay, so we're going to look at 1 Samuel again in chapter 17, verse 34. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. You know, there's something very important to notice here. David had already faced danger before he faced Goliath. But those experiences had happened when no one else was watching. You know, he was simply doing his job and tending to the sheep, right? There were no crowds. There was no applause. There was no recognition. Yet in those moments, David was learning to trust God. And you know what? These moments really became his spiritual training ground. And the way David spoke here, he didn't say, I think I might be able to defeat Goliath. He said something much greater than that. He said, the Lord hath delivered me, and he will deliver me again. You know, David was comparing this particular situation that he was about to face to what he had to do to protect the sheep, right? That whole confrontation that he had with the lion and the bear. And so David's confidence was based on what God had already done. Every time that God had helped him in the past, his faith had grown stronger. In other words, David's faith had been trained. And this is such an important principle. Faith often grows through smaller experiences before larger ones. God really does teach us to trust him step by step. And sometimes the things that seem small in our lives, you know, ordinary responsibilities, quiet moments of obedience, unseen acts of faithfulness, are actively the way that God is training our faith. Okay. Back to 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. David explained clearly where his confidence actually came from, and he said it to Goliath's face. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. The day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite you and take your head from you, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. That paints a pretty picture, doesn't it? David didn't trust in weapons. He did not trust in armor. He did not trust in his own strength. He already knew God's. That kind of confidence doesn't appear suddenly. It develops through spiritual training over time. David had learned that the battle belongs to the Lord. Another remarkable thing about this record is how differently David viewed this situation compared to everybody else. You know, for 40 days, day in and day out, the army of Israel had been terrified. Because Goliath had been coming out morning after morning and evening after evening, just day in and day out, challenging them with this battle cry, right? In verse 10 and 11, and the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. The entire army saw an unbeatable giant. I mean, this guy was 9 feet tall plus some, right? We don't know exactly how much he weighed or how tall he actually was. We know he was at least 9 feet tall, right? 6 cubits and a span, which is 9 feet plus some. But yeah, they saw this giant and they thought he was unbeatable, right? But David saw something completely different. He saw a man. He saw this big, tall guy who was defying the living God. And I think that's proof that there is a spiritual battle, right? David's perspective was different because his faith had been trained. Spiritual training changes how we see problems. Because when faith is strong, challenges may still be large, but God becomes and is even greater at the end of the day. Okay. Another thing. I just love what God has shown me in this record. So many great truths. As I mentioned yesterday, the God's word is so much deeper and greater than what we think it means in the five senses level. And so notice how something else that stands out in this record, and that's where David's training actually happened. It happened while tending sheep. Tending sheep was not an unimportant job. It was a very important job. Because from a human standpoint, you know, that kind of seems like just tending the sheep, just watching over the animals, you know, they'll be okay, you know, and whatever the case may be. But you know what? In God's plan, it was the perfect place for David to train. Because you know what? David learned a few things. He learned about responsibility. He learned about courage. He learned vigilance. And above all else, he learned to trust completely in God. Sometimes the situations we find ourselves in today may seem ordinary or even insignificant. But you know what? God may be using those moments to train us spiritually, right? The quiet places of life often become the places where faith grows the strongest. So I want to leave with one final thought, okay? And that's the fact that spiritual training is ongoing. It's probably going to be a lifelong process, okay? Because David's victory over Goliath was not the end of his spiritual training. Throughout his life, he continued learning to trust God through many different experiences. both victories and trials. So spiritual training is not something that just happens once. It's an ongoing process. And day by day, through prayer, through reading scripture, through obedience, through trusting God in our daily responsibilities, our faith will continue to grow. And often we only realize later that the experiences that we went through were actually preparing us for something greater. So when we think about yesterday's theme, the importance of being prepared, tonight we see how that preparation happens. Preparation comes through spiritual training. And God trains his people through these everyday experiences, through moments that when we choose faith over fear, through quiet acts of obedience, through trusting him in both small challenges and larger ones, because David's victory over Goliath did not begin on the battlefield. It began long before that, when he was a young shepherd, when he was learning to trust God. And in the same way, God often prepares us long before we realize it. The training we experience today may be preparing us for something important tomorrow. And once again, as David said so confidently, the battle is the Lord's. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for preparing us and training us in spiritual warfare and in spiritual matters, Father, as an ongoing, lifelong process. And that's okay until you send your son back to gather us up so that we can be with you forever. We are just so thankful to be your kids. And I pray for these things in Jesus Christ's name.